passage could easily be the theme of the entire New Testament, honestly, where he says, verse 4, who will have all men to be saved. Amen? That's why Christ died. That's why we need to share the gospel, because God, it says here in verse 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Sorry, I keep getting lost here. To be testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. So all men to be saved. That is our title tonight. Let's pray. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the precious word of God that you preserved and given to us. And the opportunity to assemble in the middle of the week and hear from you. May we listen. May we learn. May we respond. And may you guide us in your truth and be glorified in our time now. In Jesus' name we love you and ask this. Amen. All men, let us never forget that God's perfect will is that everyone be saved. Amen? That is His perfect will. 2 Peter 3:9, let's turn there and we'll see that. 2 Peter 3:9, but 1 John 2:2 says He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. When Jesus died, He died for the whole world. But notice 2 Peter 3:9, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He's not slack, as it says in the beginning, concerning His promises. Some count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing. There's His will. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And at the very end of the Bible, Revelation 22:17, let's turn there. This is the last invitation in Scripture, is Revelation 22:17. And it says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, there it is, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. This is God's will, that all men be saved. How do we get saved? By coming under the knowledge of the truth. You cannot be saved outside of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1, verse 12, let's see this. You might hear it from someone. You might read it in the scriptures. You might read it in a booklet. But you have to hear the gospel to be saved. Ephesians 1, verse 12. It says that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. The word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. After you heard those, what does it say? In whom also after that ye believed you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So God's will is that all be saved. And the only way to get saved is to come into the knowledge of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is found in His word. And then He reminds us that there's only one way. So our Creator loved us enough to pay the price for our sins, hallelujah. But by doing so, He didn't then begin to teach universalism, which is basically the teaching that by virtue of the fact that we're all part of God's creation, that means since Jesus died for all, then all are going to heaven. That's universalism. That's not what the Bible teaches, is it? Sadly. For the lost. Verse 5, there's one God. So there's only one God, and we know this clearly from the scriptures. There's none other God. God says in Isaiah 43:10, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God form, neither shall there be after me. There is no other God. Look at Isaiah 44:6. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. There's only one God. That is the God of the Bible, that's the God of heaven. But he also teaches us here in 1 Timothy 2:5, there's only one mediator. And this is where things get tricky for the cults, isn't it? Because for them, the mediator isn't Jesus. The mediator is typically their church. It's the church that stands between them and heaven, them and salvation. For the Catholics, it's Mary. For others, it might be a priest. Like I say, for the cults, it's some earthly organization. But no, there's only one mediator. And it's Jesus Christ Jesus. Amen? That's it. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And yet, the devil's the god of this world, so he tricks men into following systems that teach there are other ways, and they always are based on works. Doing something to earn heaven. Well, no, there's only one mediator. Hebrews 9:15, if you want to turn there. And so God is laying this out so clearly for us. It's his will that all be saved, and all can be saved, because Jesus died for all, but not all will be saved, because there's only one mediator. And so the only way to be saved is to go through the one mediator, Jesus Christ, his way. Hebrews 9:15, and for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Amen. Jesus is the one mediator. God wants all to be saved. 1 Timothy 2:6, who gave himself, Jesus, a ransom for all. There's that word all again. So in verse 4, we have the word all. And in verse 6, we have the word all. So there goes Calvinism out the door, which teaches that only the elect are going to heaven, and that Jesus only died for the elect. No, he died for all. He paid the price for all. He gave himself a ransom for all. Matthew 20:28, he said this in his ministry. Turn there if you would. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. So even while he was on earth and preaching to primarily Jews, what did he say? Matthew 20:28, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. And I already quoted 1 John 2:2. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jesus is the ransom. So then God brings it down to our work, our responsibility. It's to be testified. Amen? What's to be testified? That there's one God, that there's one mediator, and that the one God wants everyone to be saved through the one mediator by hearing and believing the gospel of Jesus Christ, the one who died for all. It's to be testified. Amen? It's to be shared. This is a testimony, 2 Timothy 1:8. It's to be, so like I've said many times, many people say, oh, I don't know how to witness. Well, can you tell people what happened to you? Can you give them your testimony? Are you really saved if you can't? If you can't tell people how you got saved and when you got saved? 2 Timothy 1:8, Paul said, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 5, we're ambassadors for Christ. We are here to testify about the one God and the one mediator and the salvation that's available to all. Then Paul brings it even more personal and talks about himself in verse 7. It says, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. So we all know what a preacher is, but it's apostle. Paul says, I am ordained both. I'm ordained a preacher and I'm ordained an apostle. And I'm ordained, verse 7, a teacher. So that word ordain means to appoint or to choose. Some Bibles, if you go to the end of 2 Timothy, have a footnote. My extra super large print Bible actually doesn't have it. If somebody has it, could they read the footnote at the end of 2 Timothy? Because it's actually in the manuscripts. Yep.
The first of Timothy was written from Laodicea, which is the chiefest city of Perga, Pamphylia.
That's all it says?
And this one. Huh. Did you say the end of... Hmm. 2 Timothy, sorry, my bad. The 2 Timothy one says, the second epistle unto Timotheus, ordained the first bishop of the church of the Ephesians, was written from Rome when Paul was brought before Nero the second.
Thank you. So there's that word ordained. So Timothy was ordained the first pastor of the church at Ephesus. And no, that's not technically scripture, but it is in the manuscripts, these footnotes. They didn't just make them up. There's another one at the end of Titus. It says the same thing about Titus, that he was ordained to be a bishop. So Paul says he was ordained to be not only a preacher, but an apostle. We won't go into all of that tonight, but apostle, as we know, there are 12. Their names are engraved in the New Jerusalem, the walls of the New Jerusalem. And Paul was that 12th one who took someone's place, Judas Iscariot. And so he became that apostle to the Gentiles and a teacher of the Gentiles. Notice, if you would, Romans 11:13, and we'll see this. He says, in faith and verity. The Bible doesn't use the word verity very often, but it does use verily, verily. Same word. How often did Jesus say verily, verily? So what is verily? Well, verity means truth. So verily means I'm about to tell you something that is true. Anyway, Romans 11:13, for I speak to you Gentiles inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles. So Paul became that 12th apostle. So he will also have his name engraved in the New Jerusalem, the walls, which we'll be able to visit someday. I guess the battery is dying. All men to be saved. Aren't you thankful that God cared enough to save each of us? Hallelujah. That there's none that has sinned too much. There's none that's too far from God. God wants all to be saved. And when Jesus died, he died for all. Amen. A ransom for all. And he is the only way. He's the only mediator between God and man. When he died on Calvary, he reached up to God and he reached down to man and reconciled us. And now we've been given this ministry of reconciliation that we need to testify to the world that God wants all men to be saved. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word and for teaching us from it tonight. Lord, help us to realize that we have a mission, and that is to testify about you and about what you've done and about what you offer to a lost and dying world through Jesus. Help us to take that seriously and fulfill it, Lord, that others may also be rescued. Thank you for speaking to us. We love you in Jesus' name.